Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Welcome back to the Bad Attitude Podcast, the podcast where we dive into the creative prowess behind local VCU artists. Bad Attitude was created by host slash editor Brett Coleman and producer Abby DeCandia. In season three, we'll be sitting down with a variety of creatives that we hope to recognize from VCU. Marty is a part of Ink Magazine, which is VCU's first alternative student publication, currently a junior at VCU in graphic design. Marty, you can go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Marty.
When you're working on a piece and let's say you're at like a creative crossroads, what do you tend to do? Do you like try and just take a break from it and like let your mind take a break, or do you try and just figure it out right there?
I recently had this dilemma for my core studio class. The thing with a graphic design project for like a studio class is that the pitch that the professor gives you is often very nebulous. So it's definitely an exercise in, you know, how can you as a designer translate a sort of idea. The pitch itself was called Translation Machine, and I had to translate, you know, an input of language to a machine. And the machine part really got me. I was like, do I actually have to build a machine? Like, how is an employer gonna take this seriously? I'm not putting this in my portfolio. So I like was absolutely spinning about it for like 3 days straight. I just kept spiraling for the next 2 hours. And all of a sudden I was like, I need to make a cry for help. So I emailed my lovely previous professor, Nicole Killian, amazing professor, also shout out. But yeah, they discuss queer theory in their practice a lot, and that applies to the thesis I have for this project. And I just was like, can I Zoom you and like just talk about how I can execute this at all? Like, I'm so lost. So really, it's just reaching out. Going back to my friend Zach, I text him all the time about problems I have with my projects because I know he'll understand. Community, it really is. It's those who are close to you, and you really need to reach out the expertise of others while you're still around them.
Yeah, that's good. It's always good to like use your resources and like, especially you're saying a community. Like in media production, I'd like work on an assignment and it'll be all about video, and I'm terrible with video, so I'd like go to someone who's really good with video, and it's like you have different people who really understand the ins and outs of different things. So just like reaching out to them for sure helps. And when you look at like your art and the styles you convey, are there any like big inspirations you take into that work, whether it's artists, musicians, what would it be, movies?
I would say it really just depends on the phase I'm in. I mean, you mentioned that graffiti phase at first. That certainly had a huge impact on my earlier like traditional practice back in freshman year. Immediately, I'm pointing to my piece, Temporary, like the that inspire me. I'm using the semiotics of a slap for the layout of it. That certainly was a phase. I'm currently in this phase of disgruntled internet and print language revolving around fraudulence.
That's a great word, disgruntled.
Yeah, disgruntled. Yeah, I had just this one phase where I liked making things as messy as possible. And that was just like a weird phase where I couldn't really put like a theory or a thesis behind my work. Thankfully, that's not the case anymore. But I think overall what marks like my style is just like eye melting. Eclectic, definitely. I mean, like I said, I just love to make crazy looking shit.
And that kind of leads up into my next point. I was looking at some of your stuff on your Instagram. Your handle is Marty Stasis. And when I was looking at these pieces, I'm like immediately sucked into the design. And like, there's this overall sense of motion that you're displaying. And like, why don't you go more into like social media does for being like a graphic designer? Do you think it's like a sufficient outlet to showcase art?
I had this conversation recently with some upper and underclassmen in just like a dialogues class about like a designer's relationship to social media. For me, I was never a person to have like a personal account. I've never like been that person to post like photos of myself really like on a permanent feed or really document my life at all publicly. I think the sort of like relationship I have to social media is a lot more different than others when it comes to conveying their creativity. Like a lot of people will have like their personal account and like an art account. For me, I'm like, my art is my personal life, so that's literally quite all it is.
And that's what I noticed when I looked at it. I thought that was very interesting. Like, there weren't any really many pictures of you. It was just straight, like, this is what I've been working on. This is what, like, you're showing, which is really cool.
My art is as personal as it gets. There's like a subtext to really everything. I won't go into it, like, this is like just something to think about as like a young designer, you know, go hard or go home, really. How much of it do you want it to take over your life? For me, I don't know, this sort of alternative queer lifestyle, this non-binary work ethic that I have definitely makes the sort of like, I don't want to say like depersonification, like I don't have a persona behind my account. It's just what it is.
Real, yeah, that's so cool. I really like, that's a really interesting like Instagram page. I was looking at that the other day writing these questions, and I was very, just looking at each one, very like entranced by some of the designs you have. And when you look at your process, what would you say is the hardest part when you're making these pieces?
Going back to just like the research element, I mean, putting a thesis behind it. I'm really good at talking about my work, thankfully. Being able to critique others as well, like, gives me hindsight into sort of like the improvements I can make upon like my own research process and like how I explain things. The hard part can sometimes just be the execution. I mean, design can be so daunting. Painting can be so daunting. I'm really just kind of like a throw spaghetti at the wall, see what noodle sticks person when I first start out. I don't really keep Pinterest boards of my projects. I'm definitely more of like a go to the library and look at books, like physical manifestations of design. But yeah, I don't know. I think in terms of the material process, it's quite nebulous, but eventually, like, I catch on. It works.
No, yeah, that's all that matters, as long as it works. You said, like, throw spaghetti on a wall and see which one, like, that's a great, like, way. It's just, like, a brain dump of, like, seeing what really sticks out, because that's my thing. If I have an idea of something, it's just, like, just see how far you can go and maybe see if you can, like, domino effect off of other stuff. The creative process can be so cool, whether it's music or art. It's one of my favorites, for sure. When you think of art, what do you think is more important, creativity or being consistent in creating lots of pieces? In other words, having the drive or having the creativity?
I definitely think creativity, undoubtedly, is the best. We were having, me and my roommates were having this conversation the other day where my roommate was like, or my friend Zach might have said this, they were like, have you ever specifically made something just for Instagram? And we were like, yeah, like, and it turned out total because I made it just for Instagram. I think that statement encompasses sort of like my attitude about it without getting too deep. Yeah, as I get more and more into like a research-based design process and really just having intention behind my work, I'm like, yeah, creativity all the way. Make something that nobody has ever seen before, something that nobody would dare to make. I mean, like my Martin's Classifieds project, I was certainly taking a risk with being super like overtly like explicit in both like the written language and like the visuals. So yeah, creativity all the way.
So what are you currently like up to at the moment, like at least like for pieces you're working on, if you could like give us a little sneak peek?
Ink Magazine. I've got a big project for it. I cannot say a word about it, but trust me, it is something that I have never explored before, and it's got lots of talents on board. So big things coming to a magazine near you. I've been posting a lot of my schoolwork in general. I had like this weird affliction where I felt ashamed of posting my schoolwork last year. But I've been back on that. I've got schoolwork happening, guys. And I've just got like some secret collaborations in the works. Not quite actively working on them yet, but definitely in the idea stage or just like connecting with the people involved. So yeah, everything's very nebulous right now. Things are coming. I can't say what though.
Before we head out, where can we find you on socials?
I don't have that many socials, guys. Sorry. Instagram, Marty Stasis, as mentioned before. Letterboxd, Marty Stasis. Let's kiki about films. Because some of my film reviews, I get real deep into it, all right? Yeah, those are my only two socials.
All right, well, thanks so much for meeting with us, Marty.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Bad Attitude was created by host/sound editor Brett Coleman and producer Abby DeCandia. Are you a musician, artist, or creative of some kind? Reach out to us on Instagram at badattitude_revoice to possibly become a guest on the show. We are always looking for more guests. Bad Attitude is exclusively a product of VCU's Revoice Podcast Network, VCU's first student-run podcast network. Thanks so much for listening to episode 2 of season 3. Thanks.